Everyone, how y'all doing this afternoon? Well, I'd like to start off by thanking all of you for having us come here, having us have the opportunity to lead this devotion service, and for giving me the opportunity to speak, and for us having the opportunity to come and sing for you, and we hope you're encouraged by that. Let me tell you a little bit about myself real quick. My name is David Coggins. I am a junior at Fried Hardeman. I'm studying accounting because that's so interesting. And I was born in Odessa, Texas, to a military family. And it's about that last little tidbit that I'm going to kind of talk about tonight. See, I'm no stranger to being a stranger. I'm a 21-year-old man. And I've lived in 19 different locations. I know what it's like to not know anyone. Kind of like tonight. So I would ask that if you have a Bible with you, you would turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. I'm going to read a couple of verses there. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. They read, "Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation." I'd like for you to pay special attention to that first verse, verse 11, where it says, "I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims." We don't really belong in this world. This isn't our home. That's my main theme for this afternoon. Jesus speaks on this in the book of John, chapter 15, which is where I'm going to be going next. John chapter 15, starting in verse 18. "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me." The world isn't always that nice a place. It's not always, you know, fun and games, as the saying goes. We can't always be around wonderful people like this congregation. We have to go out there. We may not be so drastically hated as is shown in these scriptures, but we are resented because of our faith. Continuing on from verse 26. "But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. These things I have spoken to you, that you should not be made to stumble. They will put you out of the synagogues. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God service. And these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have told you that when the time comes, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning because I was with you." This scripture shows us that we're being made ready. He gives us all of this information. The world's going to despise you for my name's sake. It's going to happen. But just knowing, personally, that helps me, because now I'm prepared. Now we know, you know, again, life isn't all that nice or easy. This world isn't a great place for us. So my big question that I've struggled with in the past is, what kind of home is worth the pain and suffering that we feel here? What kind of eternal home is good enough to go through all of this hatred? Christ has given us an excellent example of this in Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15, starting in verse 11. It's the parable of the lost son. Then Jesus said, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me.' So he divided to them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate. No one gave him anything." I'm going to pause there for a moment. Through all this wonderful, like, party living that the son went through, he would have made a few acquaintances, a few friends, if you could call them that. But as soon as he runs out of money, they leave. He's left alone. He's forced to join himself to a citizen as a slave or servant. And it gets so bad that he's willing to eat what's being fed to the pigs, the rotten slop that's left behind. He's been made a stranger. He's the lowest of the low. Continuing, verse 17. "But when he came to himself, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to be merry." This parable shows us something about home. This tells us what we have to look forward to. We're here right now, some of the lowest of the low. But when we go home, we're going to be embraced with family, joy, belonging, acceptance, and above all, love. We have an incredible chance for this home with God. I'd like to turn to John chapter 14 and read a few verses there, verses 1 through 6. Again, that's John 14, 1 through 6. "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may also be. And where I go, you know, and the way you know.' Thomas said to him, 'Lord, we don't know the way you are going, and how can we know where?' Jesus said to him, 'I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.'" Jesus is gone. He's preparing mansions for us. He's preparing a home for us. He's preparing a place of love and peace and family. We have a home to head to. This past year in chorale, we sang a specific song that I really loved. It touched my heart. I just touched the microphone. It touched my heart. It's the song, The Road Home, which parallels the story of the prodigal son. The lyrics, there are three verses. The first two are sung from the perspective of the prodigal son. The third verse is from the perspective of Christ. I'm going to read the lyrics for you real quick. Tell me where's the road I can call my own, that I left, that I lost so long ago. All these years I have wondered, oh, when will I know? There's a way, there's a road that will lead me home. After wind, after rain, when the dark is done, as I wake from a dream in the gold of day, through the air there's a calling from far away. There's a voice I can hear that will lead me home. Third verse starts. Rise up, follow me, come away is the call. With love in your heart as the only song, there is no such beauty as where you belong. Rise up, follow me, I will lead you home. Christ is here, he's ready. He wants you to rise up, to follow him. He wants to take you home. He has a place ready for you. He has a place ready for me. If there's anything you need tonight, if you find yourself lost in a foreign land, if you find yourself the lowest of the low, then please come forward while we stand and while we sing.